Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Ombligo la semana. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
52 degrees right now here in LA. It's going to be cloudy all day today with a high of 64 degrees. Rain trying to peek through on Saturday. Just FYI, why can't it fall on a weekday? Why does it got to come through on the weekend? You know what I'm saying? Come on, Mother Nature. Choose your dates a little bit better.
I mean, it's not bad for this area to get rain. As mad as we are about it, like, at least it's not cold. I'll take a little bit of drizzle over just hovering right around 41 degrees for 2 weeks.
Absolutely, man. Has this ever happened to you guys? You got to make a tough decision early in the morning where your mind isn't working 100% yet, right? This morning, I get in my car, and I don't know if, you know, newer cars tell you how many miles you have left in your tank. Right? And mine said 41 miles. And I work and live 40 miles apart.
Right. So you have just enough, if it's correct.
Yeah, that's risky.
So I sit there and I pull out of my garage and I'm like, all right, I got 41 miles on my tank. I got to drive 40 miles on the 60 to the 10 and 57 into downtown and into West LA, right? And I'm like, should I stop and get gas beforehand or wait till after work? And you're sitting there because, you know, if you stop beforehand, we've talked about this many times, that's going to take me about 7 minutes. What happens in 7 minutes? 20,000 more cars roll up on the 60 immediately in 7 minutes, right? So I ended up just going for it, guys.
Wow, I mean, you got to. Edgar, that's not like you, I feel like. You're taking that risk.
It's not your fault. You got to test technology.
Right.
If it says 41 miles.
Yeah.
And it's not 41 miles and it ends up jumping because they can, then you got to put that on Kia.
So, do you think that I made it all the way to work without having to stop to get gas? It said I had 41 miles left in the tank, and I had to travel 40 miles.
Or are you saying you just decided to roll the dice?
Yeah, I didn't get gas in Chino Hills.
You got gas in downtown.
Downtown, right?
I was going to say, right before you got to the studio, I bet you got gas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't get gas at all, guys.
Whoa, gangster.
It was wild. But you know, it was looking really bad in the beginning because I hit a first red light before I got on the freeway. And then when I got the green light and I slowly stepped on the gas, got on the on-ramp, it went from 41 miles to 37 left. And I had traveled maybe like 200 feet.
That's impossible.
Like, how did that happen, right? But the thing is that when you're on the freeway, obviously, it doesn't waste as much gas.
Right.
So it's kind of like conserving the gas and so on and so forth. It was funny, though, because I was trying to do everything to save gas, right? Like,
drifting.
I didn't turn. Yeah, I was like, whenever I could, I just wouldn't step on the gas or just kind of cruise.
Put it down in neutral.
So stressful.
After I was going through the 57 down by Diamond Bar into Bray Area, I'm like just drifting, you know? It was even funny that I even like didn't play the stereo as loud.
Like, you're like, does that you help never know. You know?
Well, like, you don't want to run the AC and stuff like that. You know what'll cure you from doing this kind of thing? I do this all the time because I love that game. I like to see if I can drive my car on zero because I'll be like, ha-ha, there is still gas in there. You're wrong. Like some weird, stubborn battle I have against myself.
Exactly. But
you know what'll cure you of that? If the woman in your life drives your car too.
Oh, dude.
Because I've stuck Jessica. It's the worst. I've stuck Jessica, my girlfriend, with like 5 miles, and she has to go somewhere. And she's always running late. She's never early. And she'll get in the car, and she'll be like, she'll hit me on the phone and be like, 5 miles. 5 miles? I'm running. I'm going to be late for work. I'm like, babe, I'm playing the game, man. How far do you have to go? Google. She's like, I'm not doing that.
So just FYI, trust what your car says. I still have 15 miles left in my tank, guys. Somehow.
Oh, wow.
So far, you can get back.
Yeah, you guys think I can make it back to Chino Hills? I'm not going to try that.
You got about Whittier.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Deep down inside, don't you wish Drake and Rihanna would end up together?
Aw, absolutely.
Right?
Cutest couple ever.
That'd be nice right there. DJ Majestic, you love Drake. You approve?
I don't know.
I think
Before I would say yeah, I don't know. It's been a little weird lately with Drake. Yeah,
I don't trust Drake, man. Rihanna deserves better.
And I love Rihanna. Yeah.
Drake had a hidden child. It's like, no. Actually, you know what? Now that we're talking about it, absolutely not. Rihanna deserves way better than Drake.
Chelsea, with Brian's point,
change your attitude.
Do you still support Drake and Rihanna ending up together?
I agree. I don't know if I trust Drake right now, but I live in the past, and they're such a cute couple. You know.
There it is. Well, fantastic. You know that Chelsea's very forgiving. FYI, we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning to you. Listen, if you have a wedding coming up very soon, whether you're the one getting married or you're going to be a guest, please be on the lookout for wedding crashers. This happens all the time. People just showing up. Oh, yeah, I'm someone's second cousin, primo, prima, whatever. Listen, be careful because this is what's going down, man. This just happened this weekend at the DoubleTree Hotel here in Monrovia, where this couple is supposed to be, you know, one of the most special days of their life. They're getting married, and they caught on video a wedding crasher roll up, just kind of chilling, rolling up to the table where the gift box is at, where everybody drops in the envelope with the money for the bride and the groom, and the dude just jacks the box and rolls out with $10,000 worth of money up in there, man. And they're out looking for him right now.
It's a pretty, in terms of like, you know, robbery scams, it's a pretty solid one, really. I mean, everyone's distracted. Yeah, and you don't have, like, you can just walk up to the guest, the gift table and just, like, I when I was super broke back in, like, when I was just a broke comedian, I could never afford to bring wedding presents.
Right.
So I just walk up to the table and just start shuffling things around.
Oh, no, you're one of those.
Yeah, because I didn't have any money. Well, I barely could make it to the wedding, so I just shuffle things around. And no one really pays attention because they think if you walk up to the gift table, you're going to drop some off or a card. So if you just walk out with that, I mean, once you got it off the table, what is someone going to run you down in a tuxedo?
Exactly.
I feel like giving press to the story, though, we're totally giving people ideas. Like, people are totally going to do it now more.
Chelsea, people already had this idea, trust me.
They're going to chain it down.
The idea was what Brian just said. They're like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shuffle cards around.
That's a better idea. Just go up there really quick and be like, no, just pick up a box and like hold it for a second and like, hey, look at this. And just set it down and then you go get free food.
I don't know if you guys gotten this yet, though, but like working in radio or Majestic, you being a DJ, I always get hit up, hey, can you MC my wedding and that'll be your gift for me, you know?
Oh God.
You're like, the time it takes to put into that.
Yeah. So I've done a few for my friend and whatnot.
I bailed on all those things. I don't do weddings. And like, if it's a party or something where there's too much planning that goes into it, like, I don't want to be the MC at your wedding and have your wife just staring daggers at me the whole time. She's like, that's not what I wanted to say there. It's not. There's a.
You totally ruined it. All right, we got the dammy dumb story of the day.
Dammy dumb.
And it has to do with a gorilla suit.
This one's coming out of Sulphur City, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Jeremy Moran is facing jail time now because one dark night, somebody looked out their window and they saw a man in a gorilla suit.
What? Terrifying.
In a tree, peeping through their windows.
So the dude was a peeping Tom?
Yep.
But he's like, if I dress up as a gorilla,
no one will know. No one will see me.
He was trying to blend into the Louisiana nature. So this idiot did a gorilla suit. The person saw it. They freaked out. They hid. They called the police. When the police showed up, well, it wasn't hard to find a man in a gorilla suit in the neighborhood. When you wear a gorilla suit, the problem is the getaway. You still got the gorilla suit. And whether it's a real gorilla or a man in a gorilla suit, the police are like, that's not supposed to be there. We don't have girls rolling down the street.
The Chelsea Report.
So, Bebe Rexha is not on the best terms with her dad right now. Mm. And it has to do with the new song she just released called Last Hurrah. This is my last hurrah. Once I start, I ain't gonna stop till I go too far. So, the music video she released with that song, it's a little risque. It's even like so risque that it got flagged on YouTube. And honestly, I've watched it a couple times. It's not that bad, considering like what we're used to, you know. But it's like her, you know, she's kind of in lingerie, sitting on a bed. There's like crosses around her.
She sent us promo boxes, that had flasks, condoms, like all sorts of weird stuff in them. So that was definitely an intentional vibe.
Yeah, and you started giving them out on Twitter, right, Brian?
Well, not the condoms, not the flasks. I gave out. Don't get me in trouble for that. It also came with signed pictures, and I thought BB Rexha fans would like the signed pictures. Jeez, dude. I don't even know if that's legal to give out.
Signed condom.
I can't give out contraceptive on Twitter. The radio station would be like, we're not behind that.
Yeah. Well, so BB shared a text exchange she had with her dad where basically he's saying he's very upset. He wrote, you better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. Embarrassed to go in public.
Hold up. He posted this publicly?
No, so BB like screenshotted it and posted it, kind of saying like, my dad hates me. You know, she's very open about everything. But ever since that happened, as you'd expect, her fans have kind of been like going after her dad and harassing him on social. Well, now apparently BB is like heading back to New York because her dad hasn't talked to her in 2 weeks is what she's told us. And so she's heading back to New York to spend time with him. And she was caught kind of at the airport and someone interviewed her and she kind of was like pleading with her fans to stop harassing her dad.
He didn't like the video. The video's a lot. But my fans were getting a little too intense, so I yelled at my fans. So you guys need to respect my father. He's my father from day one. So don't talk about my dad, because that's my father, and he loves me.
That's dope. That's dope. BB standing up for her dad like that.
Yeah, but this is her fault. And I think she learned the lesson. Don't mobilize your fans. Also, that whole screenshot is very like kind of shamey and like shaming her for like, you know, owning her like her body or sexuality and things like that. So it's like it's in this Me Too era. Like, think before you post things. I know she got, you know, that whole thing with the dress at the the last music award, Grammys. Yeah, and she said that a lot of designers wouldn't design dresses for her body type, but she got a ton of positive support. Don't do this to your dad.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out, though. Her relationship with her dad obviously is the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so this is really bizarre, and I'm kind of offended because The Notebook is one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. Netflix went ahead and changed the ending of the movie.
Because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day.
Creepy.
Oh, I love it.
How dare they?
It's so cute.
How dare they?
So it's really interesting. So how the original movie ends, and this is kind of a spoiler.
Spoiler alert. You'll die if you haven't seen this movie.
If you haven't seen it. But if you haven't seen it also,
turn off the radio.
Who are you? Because come on. You need to put on your list of movies to watch. But so basically the end of the movie, it ends with the elderly couple, Ali and Noah, basically dying in each other's arms. So the final shot is, you know, them in bed together, but, you know, with no life in them, dead. I don't know.
How death works.
Away. I don't know why.
Thanks for the definition
how
of death.
How death works. They no longer have a pulse anymore.
Like dead sounded so just like,
they're just real dead. Intense. They're two dead people.
Whatever.
So they're not alive.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but instead, Netflix took out that shot of them laying in bed together, and it's just a shot now of birds flying over a lake.
That's
good.
It.
So you that's it.
Like, if you watch the new Netflix version, you never know that they died.
Well, you must. I don't know because I haven't seen it. But like, they took out that shot for some reason. And we don't know why.
I think it's good. That's a horror movie.
Oh my!
That is the worst ending. And the ending is so selfish. I watched the movie. I'm glad the grandpa died in that movie because I would have slapped him if he was like that.
What?
Because listen, he's got a family. He's got grandkids, and I know he's sad. But your duty as a grandpa is to live on and carry the memories of your grandma, of their grandmother, hang out with your kids. Plus, now he's Grandpa Unhinged. He can be bad grandpa now. He can run around town, be cool with his grandkids.
You're missing the point. It's about a love story and the fact that his heart breaks.
Selfish.
No.
Selfish is what it is.
Anyways, it's funny because people were tweeting out basically saying like, excuse me, I'm definitely canceling my subscription now. Why would you change the end? The best part is to have your heart break. It gives me hope for true love.
People
being dramatic. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right about now, please help my girl Chelsea out. Did she make a huge mistake that could totally ruin her relationship with her best friend? Will what she did totally backfire in her face? So basically, I'm sure you've been in this situation. Your friend started dating somebody new and maybe you don't like that person very much because of the things that person's done. So Chelsea gave her friend, keyword, unsolicited negative feedback on the guy she started dating. Chels.
Yeah.
Why do you believe this could backfire, and how did you deliver the message?
So basically what I said to her, I told her, you can do way better, mm-hmm. and he's not as cool as you think he is. And the thing is like, I'm not the only one in our friend group that feels the same way.
You're just the messenger.
Exactly. And I think, and the, when I actually gave her this advice, it was when he was like making her upset. Like he wasn't responding to texts and he mm-hmm. wasn't really showing up. So for me, I was kind of saying in a way of like, girlfriend, like, I think you have this image of who he is and he's really not that cool. And I will say, like, I've known this guy for a couple years. And like, when she told me she was into him, I was kind of just like, really? You know, like,
damn,
I just, I
says
didn't,
a lot.
Yeah, I was super, super surprised. And obviously, like, I have high expectations for her because she's my best friend. But like, you know, and in the last couple months that they've been kind of loosely dating, he hasn't showed up for her. He hasn't been, you know, right. like texting her how he should be and whatever. So that was kind of where I stood on it. Now, where it's weird is that he kind of is showing up for her. I think he's realized that she actually is cooler than him. And so he's like, you know,
upped his game.
Yeah, upped his game. And so she, you know, every time I talk to her now, she's like all excited about him. Yeah, he's like really like, you know,
hyping him up.
Making plans with me, this and that. And it's awkward because. Because
you don't like him.
I don't know. Yeah,
and you said
that. Better.
Has it gone awkward? Has she started noticing that you don't like him? Like, by the way you're acting towards him?
Well, so she was out of town last week, and I actually ran into him at this show, and I quickly, like, I was with a bunch of people, and I kind of saw him from, like, across the bar, and I was like, he kind of waved to me, and I said hi, but I moved on, because it was just, you know, yeah. I didn't have much time that I was going to be at the show, and she called me, and she's like, oh, did you end up seeing him at the show? And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. And she's like, well, did you talk to him? And I was like, I said like a quick hi. She's like, oh, that's it.
Like how who, high? How'd you
yeah,
say
she's
it?
Like who was he with though? Like you didn't find like talk to him? And I was like, ugh.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter like anymore. It doesn't matter how the actual interaction goes, because once you've told somebody what you really think about somebody or whatever, they're gonna act awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So you could meet this, you could see her and him, and it'd be totally normal under any circumstances, completely normal. But because you've kind of told her that, she's gonna be approaching it with like this weird, like kind of analytical standpoint, right. Where she's like, oh, Chelsea's standing like that. Why is she standing like that? Does she not like him there?
Brian, do you think this is gonna backfire? Unsolicited negative advice?
100%. It's backfired on me every single time.
With who?
Well, I have the subtlety of a blowtorch. When people ask me what I think, I tell them what I think. And I, like the most recent example was my brother was dating a girl,
yeah.
and he didn't ask me what I thought. But when someone tells you and they're complaining, right? Mm-hmm. I've learned they're just complaining. They
just
don't
listen.
Need you to double down on it. You don't need to be like, oh yeah, that chick sucks. Like, dude, yeah, that chick is awful. You should break up with her. Because then if they stay together. You're like, hey, I was just kidding, man. You know when I called that chick like awful? I was like, ha, 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 I was joking.
Chels, I think it might backfire on you, and it usually depends. Like, if the person that you gave unsolicited negative advice about the new person they're dating has been going through a drought in their dating world, no matter what you say, they're just going to hang on to that person. And then the next risk is that that dude is going to find out that you don't like him, and what he could do is turn her against you.
Ugh, don't.
And start building a case against you to split up your friendship, you know? I've always been upfront and honest with my friends, but it's all in the delivery. I'm like, yo, I'm saying this out of love. Like, one of my homies came up to me one day and said, hey, you know the girl that I met 2 months ago? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm getting engaged. And I was like, bro, I gotta say this because I love you, but like, are you sure you're making the right decision here, bro? You've known her for 2 months. Why the rush? I said it straight up, and we're still homies because the delivery was in a good way.
Oh, so you're saying my delivery wasn't good?
Yeah, your delivery
no,
wasn't good.
No, but I feel like it was
no.
though.
I
was
like
just being truthful.
It was
I would
unsolicited.
Want, literally, I would want someone to be mm-hmm. truthful about if they didn't like a guy I was dating.
Right.
You know,
it's even worse when someone asks you, "Are you sure?" Just asking. Just ask, now you can walk away and question yourself.
Shoot us a call or a text. Did Chelsea make a huge mistake that can now ruin this relationship with her best friend by giving unsolicited negative advice about the new dude she's dating? 877-971-HITS. Mariah from Valencia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did Chelsea make a huge mistake by telling her best friend the dude she's dating is terrible?
No.
Yay.
No, I don't think it was that. She's your best friend. That's so silly. Like, and I feel like she's talking to you about it now.
Jeez, what are you doing right now? Filming Fast and the Furious?
She's riding on the back of a crotch rocket right now.
Hold on, Mariah.
What is that noise?
Hold for airplane.
Sorry, I'm driving. No, it was a motorcycle. I'm going all the way down to the OC from Valencia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time to commute, so I'm just listening to you guys.
You're in the OC, which is the land of the crotch rockets now. So.
Anyways, did Chelsea make a mistake or not?
No, Chelsea, you did not make a mistake. I don't. She's your best friend.
Right?
If she's talking to you about the situation right now, if she was already mad at you or like thinking you had this huge issue with him, like she wouldn't be confiding in you now. But you don't like actually hate the guy.
No, I don't hate him. I just want what's best for my friend. And also, like, what a bummer too. Like, if all of us girlfriends aren't a huge fan of him and he's in the group, like, wouldn't you want to know if like your boyfriend was the one that like we didn't really want around?
I mean, we can hear your eye rolls through the microphone right now.
And let's be honest, if you're a dude, you know that you're not just dating your girlfriend; you're dating the entire group of friends.
It's so important to get along with everyone.
Okay, no, I hear you. I just know like the flip side. Like, so I'm in a very tight group of friends, and we have one of the guys is dating someone, and no one likes the girlfriend, and that's unfortunate. And I'm trying to be the open-minded one, and like finally people are coming around because they're realizing like we're not getting rid of her. Like maybe she'll make him a better guy.
Yeah. That's right. You can totally change a man. Everybody knows that.
Oh, for sure.
Not change a man. You can elevate a man.
Oh, I love that. You can elevate a man.
Get it, Mariah.
Words of wisdom.
You get so philosophical going from Valencia to the OC, girl.
She's got time to think.
I have so much to think about. Way too much time to think.
You're the best.
We love you, Mariah.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye. Teresa from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Teresa, you're saying this is totally going to backfire on Chelsea. What happened to you?
In my situation, I was living with some roommates, and one of them was dating someone that none of us liked. And so one day, we all got pretty drunk, and I drunkenly said that I didn't like him in front of everyone. And things got really awkward, and we ended up having to live together for another 2 years. Awkward. I mean, it definitely ended up backfiring because they ended up getting married.
Oh.
And everyone, all of my roommates were invited to the wedding except for me.
No!
Wow!
She really held it against you. And you guys are must not be on speaking terms now then.
Mm. No, like, we were only on speaking terms enough to, like, be roommates, but, like, nothing else. It was awful.
Teresa, in a way, were you proven wrong? Did the guy end up being a good guy?
I don't think so.
You can still marry awful people. It's not like, I mean, I've made that mistake before in my life.
Whoops.
If you didn't like the guy and you had an awkward 2 years, then really, would you have liked the wedding anyway? It sounds like the lady just saved you having to pay for a gift and travel and all that stuff. You got a Saturday off.
Teresa, sorry things ended up that way. Or, if you look at it from Brian's perspective, congratulations.
Yeah, you saved some money.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What are our texts saying, Brian?
From the 562, we got, if she's real with her friend, And is like, listen, I may be wrong if you like him, but I'm happy for you. It might be a little awkward, but if she's your real friend, she'll appreciate you were being honest at the time, and you don't need to apologize. From the 626, we got Chelsea, you did the right thing 100%. If it's your best friend, they'll get it. Also, Brian is right. He has the subtlety of a blowtorch.
Chelsea, to wrap this up, at least are you going to keep an open mind? You're saying the dude is kind of coming around and trying to be there for her now. Are you going to be open-minded about it?
I mean, of course. I think at the end of the day, my friend's happiness is the most important thing. So as long as I know that he's sticking around and done playing games, like, I'll for sure give him a chance.
Okay.
Totally, until he screws up and then you'll be like, told you so!
Exactly.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so we're going to talk about Jordan Woods in a second. But first, I have some new music news. Dua Lipa and Tove Lo actually just posted a picture together on Instagram an hour ago saying that they're in the studio together in London right now. So that's exciting. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Okay, there's rumors that potentially they have a collab on the horizon. And it's really random. It's because they both posted pictures standing in front of palm trees. And fans are saying that a palm tree is a sign of a symbol for peace. There's like all this. It's literally a conspiracy theory that they're working together right now.
And if they're in LA, there's not a lot of palm trees. So they had to have been at the same place together.
One palm tree everybody goes to take peace pictures.
Listen, if they do, you heard it here first.
That
so
would be awesome
though,
because that would set to rest all the beef they had over Left Shark. Would they do a remix of Baby Shark?
Ooh.
I just hope they do one of those like old school like R&B styles where they're like arguing in the song, Brandy and Monica, the boy's mine. You know what I mean? That'd be cool.
That's a good one. And then also the Jonas Brothers are supposedly dropping new music this week, so get excited for that.
All right.
Okay, on to Jordan. So Jordan Woods, also known as Kylie Jenner's ex-best friend, is doing her first interview to tell her side of the story in the Khloe Kardashian Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. Obviously, there's rumors that are pretty much confirmed that she either hooked up or made out with Tristan Thompson, which is Khloe's baby daddy. Well, yesterday on social media, Jordan posted this cryptic video. There's no audio to it, but basically shows her slowly walking onto the set and sitting down at the red table from Jada Pinkett Smith's talk show, Red Table Talk.
Got it.
I'm hearing that Jada's intention is to create a healing between Jordan and Khloe. We're also told that Jada just wanted to give Jordan a platform to tell her story. And what a couple things to keep in mind here is that Jordan, I actually didn't know this until today, but Jordan is super close with the Smiths. She even calls right. Will and Jada her aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
She grew up with them. And then also, depending on what Jordan spills, this is where it could get a little tricky.
Right.
She could get in legal trouble because she has signed an NDA, you know, from just being around the Kardashians all the time, being on the show.
Right.
So I think everyone's kind of like on the edge of their seat to see what she does spill.
Awesome. Brian and I both looked at each other when you said Jada's intention is to help her out and heal.
You're right.
Brian, say what's on your mind when you heard that.
Her intention is to trend on the internet for her red table. I never heard a red table talk until now.
Exactly.
But I think that Kris Jenner's behind all of this. Kris Jenner is, she's such a puppet master behind the scenes with pulling all the strings. And I think now you're going to see this. She's going to come out. She's going to have this honest, like, love, I made mistakes, all this. And then all of a sudden, E's going to have a spinoff show where it's like Jordan's finding herself. She's out of the Kardashian clan. Yes. How is she going to survive? And Kris Jenner's executive producer.
I was going to say, and then we find out Kris Jenner's her new manager.
Yeah,
listen,
right.
I know yesterday we talked about allegedly Khloe potentially being the next Bachelorette, and she shut that down real quick, right? What about this? Jordan becomes the next Bachelorette. Wait, hold on. Wait for it.
Okay.
And the contestants, the guys, are all Kardashian exes.
Oh!
Tell me you wouldn't watch that. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Mike Fleiss, if you're listening, gave you $1 million idea.
James Harden, Tristan Thompson, you can go down the whole list. Every one of them. What's the one that was married for like 36 hours? Chris Humphries.
Yes, exactly.
I forgot about him.
Poor guy. Oh. Reggie Bush, just all of them.
That'd be wild.
How do I know so many of their exes? I'm sad.
Yes, Brian, I'm kind of concerned now.
So if I had to guess, since it's trending right now, I'm sure it will be airing either today or sometime this week for sure, maybe Friday. I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay.
Get excited for that. Get your popcorn ready. It's going to be good.
Let's go.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You've had this cross your mind because it's happened to me. The only spot to park is in front or very close to a fire hydrant. What do you do? Like, how bad could it be? Let me just park there. What are the chances that a fire is going to break out? I'm only going to be like 30 minutes real quick or whatever it is.
Just grabbing coffee.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you're going to think twice about it for sure now, because the Anaheim Fire and Rescue Department's picture on social media of a car parked in front of a fire hydrant in Anaheim has now gone viral. Why? Well, because they broke the back windows of the car and put the water fire hose through the car.
Wow.
Straight up busted it, and they wrote this as a PSA. Do not park in front of a fire hydrant. Here's what happens when flames break out and a car is parked in a fire lane. Is a closer parking spot worth the broken windows?
And the ticket you're going to get.
And the citation and towing fees? Question mark.
Right. No.
And then they said, you decide.
Just savages. I mean, they have to do that because the pressure that's in those hoses, they can't, you can't have a kink in them. They can't bend it around your car.
Right. So we posted a picture on our Amp stories on Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, speaking about Anaheim, people are furious or really stoked about this whole situation. The Angels moving from Anaheim to another SoCal city. We got a poll going up on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Do you want the Los Angeles, also known as the Anaheim Angels, to move to Long Beach?
What?
Snoop Dogg? What up, bro? So the mayor of Long Beach is hollering at the Angels because he's like, yo, man, we'll build you guys a state-of-the-art waterfront stadium in Long Beach, right next to the convention center. All kinds of bars and restaurants right there. Move over here to Long Beach because there's been some issues, you know, potentially the Angels, you know, in their lease in Anaheim Stadium. They've been there since the 60s and whatnot. But the mayor of Anaheim tweeted out like, yo, no, it's all good. We're going to do everything possible to keep the Angels here in Anaheim. But it's going to go down, man.
I mean, I hear that argument. It is hard to beat waterfront stadiums in any city you're in. And stadiums where you can put the bars and all the fun things right down by the stadium is super cool. I know there's a lot of fun stuff to do in Anaheim, but that big old parking lot to walk through, it's really cool to be able to walk from a bar right into the stadium.
Do you think there's any, they're doing this to get sort of like a better, because I know their lease is up in 2020. Do you think they're doing it, like making news about it because they want to get it's all a money thing and they want to get a better lease with Anaheim?
Yes, Charles, absolutely. Yeah. It's all about negotiations and what can you do for me, you know? So that's going to be interesting to watch, and we'll see what the poll says on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. In some sad news, we all thought that when LeBron rolled on into our Lakers, we were for sure at least going to make the playoffs. But it's not looking that way,
but LeBron officially has activated playoff mode, which makes you wonder, what mode were you in for the first half of the season when we really could have used the wins then? The Lakers are currently sitting in 11th right now, and they dropped two games. And so now LeBron is like the king of the passive-aggressive, like, whiny posts. I wish he wouldn't do this stuff. So they lose their second game. He's got a young squad.
We all have a friend like that, or you're dating somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Passive-aggressive posts that are about you.
So now, every time LeBron does this, he kind of takes a shot at everybody on the squad. We're going to read his post over some sad music and sad LeBron news. So LeBron James went to Instagram and posted a picture of himself. It said, only player top 10 all time in points and assists. Well, good for you, LeBron, because you guys just lost to the Pelicans and the Grizzlies back to back.
I didn't even know those were still NBA teams, bro.
No one does, so really probably should take those games. LeBron posted, I literally have no words. I guess like real Cole World said.
He sounds like a 20-year-old millennial. I literally have no words.
I literally can't even right now.
As he's writing the post with words.
Yeah, keep going.
I guess like real Cole World said, even when the dark out, the sun is shining somewhere.
Shucks.
Throughout it all, no matter good or bad, appreciate the journey.
Wait, what?
Thank you to all who continue to take this journey with me. Hashtag the kid from Akron. Hashtag strive for greatness. Hashtag James Gang. Crown.
Wow. Damn. Three hashtags?
I mean, hashtag, what he said is I'm trading everybody next year.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We have an update in regards to the poll we have going on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio on our stories. Whether you want the Angels to move from Anaheim to a waterfront new stadium in Long Beach. Tamara, what is our poll saying so far?
All right. So it's looking like everyone wants the Angels to stay in Anaheim.
Okay.
But I mean,
100% of people?
Well, it's 72% against 28%.
But a beachfront stadium.
Come on. Right, beachfront.
But they got a little waterfall at the Angel Stadium in the back. It's kind of like, you know.
It is true. I was taken on a date to an Angels game last year. And like, it would afterwards, we were like, okay, cool. We had to like drive like 30 minutes to go somewhere else. So it would be really nice. I'd go on more dates to Angels games.
Chelsea, that's because you live in L.A. People in O.C. are like, don't move.
So, Chelsea brought up a good point, though. The pressure that Long Beach is putting on Anaheim now to like step up and make
the city,
make that Anaheim Angels Stadium an entertainment complex. Mm-hmm. Like when you go to a Lakers game at L.A. Live. Part of the fun is going to the Yard House and all these other bars and things downtown.
And the hot dog carts. That's why I go.
I mean, those will find their way to Anaheim no matter what.
Contocino, so good. Thank you, Tamara. Keep us updated on that. All right, coming up next, speaking about updates, we love connecting with you and your life. We feel like we're your best friends in the sense like we really get invested in what's going on with you, right?
You sound so needy.
Please like us.
We like the cheese, man. We like the tea, too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Get ready for this update. We got Joe from LA on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, we can't wait to hear the update. The last time you saw your ex was 4 years ago when you walked into a restaurant and you saw him on a date with another woman. That was the last time you saw him. You broke it off with him. Until yesterday, you were going to a work meeting that he was going to be at.
Yeah.
What happened when you saw him in person for the first time?
So invested.
No, we had all these scenarios
first
in our minds.
First of all, describe your outfit. How were you looking?
I looked good, you guys. I was wearing like some dark denim, nice and tight.
Cute.
Thick skin boots.
Awesome.
Cream sweater, nice big gold belt. I had like hair half up. My normal, everyday, fabulous self.
All right, so what happened?
So I walked in. He was like waiting by the door. He holds the door open for me, and I just, like, breezed past him, you guys. Like, couldn't even look him in the eye. I was, like, hey, like, under my breath. I, like, walked into the room, and the whole time I had the hardest time making eye contact. And then there were, like, certain points in the meeting where we had to talk to each other because, like, our scopes interface, and it was so awkward. And you know what? He still looked handsome, and I was so mad about that. I bet I still look good, too.
So did you end up talking at all?
No, didn't talk at all. And then he texted me later, and he was like, you know, I saw you were busy at the end of the meeting. I was hoping we could catch up a little bit. Here's the thing, though. These meetings are now weekly, so I'm on my way again right now to go to this meeting in a half hour.
Don't fall into his trap, because I feel like he's trying to, like, charm you again.
Just by looking handsome.
Yeah, he's just going to try to, like, slide around and, like, start communication again. Mm. I know this.
Did you guys text at all, or did you reply back, or did you just, like, was it short? How did you handle that text from him?
I just replied back and said, I'm sure we'll catch up someday.
Someday?
I like that.
Nice.
I ain't got time for you, fool.
Joe, what type of business are you guys involved in that 4 years later your paths cross? Because you don't work for the same company, correct?
No, we don't work for the same company. I do interior design. And he does construction.
Oh,
so you guys are developing. You guys are developing a project together.
Exactly.
Damn, gotta admit that's kind of sexy though.
Is it?
And you know, I wanted to tell you guys. I think it's cool that you do this. Tell us who hurt you stuff. The way that you deliver it is in the message of healing. Like, don't carry it around with you every day.
Exactly.
Like, speak about it, name the thing, and then move on and go forward and enjoy your life. And I just appreciate that so much, you guys.
Aww. Sure. Thank you, Joe. Being said, try to do something super petty today.
Joe.
It's awesome, yeah.
It sounds like you're in an amazing place, professionally speaking, in your life, personally speaking, spiritually speaking, all the above. And just know that you've gotten there without him. And therefore, you don't need him if you don't want him. Be careful with not falling into his trap, because the way you make him sound, it sounds pretty sexy.
I know, right?
I really want to see a picture of this guy now.
You're not helping.
No? Okay, my bad.
You know what's sexy is someone that's committed. That's what's sexy.
Yes, girl. Right. Preach.
And you know what? Also, I just have to tell you is that ever since I talked to you guys, I feel like we're totally friends. And when I hear you, I'm like, oh, yeah, those are my friends. Like,
we are friends.
Joe, we totally are your friends. That's why we've been stalking you and blowing up your phone to find out what the hell happened. You weren't answering our call. Thanks.
I know.
What kind of friend are you?
I know.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
And every Wednesday, we like to hit up a school in SoCal and amp up their day with some yum yum donuts. We got Joel on the streets right now at Valley High School, my hometown of Santa Ana. What up, Joel?
What's up, guys?
Oh, hype. Wow. Super hype.
You got a herd in there, man. Who's watching the kids, man? Who's watching the kids?
Kids, those kids already have mustaches, bro.
Who's watching the grown-ups?
They're running the school.
That's right. Some of them I call sir because they have tattoos. I'm like, pardon me, sir. He's like, I'm 17. I'm like, oh, all right.
Joel, who do we have there at Valley High School, my man?
I have Miss Zell.
Good morning. This is Miss Zell from Valley High School. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Amp Morning Show, which is my favorite morning show.
Okay.
For bringing all of our teachers donuts. They were so happy and so excited. Now back in their classrooms, they had to get back to their classrooms to teach, but we want to give a huge thank you to Amp Radio.
You're really good at this.
Wow. Like, do you guys have a recording of a crowd there, or is it like an actual crowd?
This is an actual crowd. Wow. An actual crowd of teachers. Yes.
They're all cute.
They're all hyped up on sugar from the donuts. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us. We love you guys. Big shout out to Valley High School in Santa Ana. And thanks for listening, all right?
Thank you. Our teachers do a great job, so we really appreciate the love.
Absolutely. Enjoy. Spring break is just around the corner. You're almost there. All right. Fantastic. Wow. Good stuff right there. Listen, if you want us to visit the school in your community, hit us up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio or Twitter, all right?
The Chelsea Report.
All right, you got a chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel, already breaking records by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz. So all you got to do is pay a lot of attention to what Chelsea's about to say or any of us during this break. Be caller 9, answer the question correctly, and you win. All right, Chelsea, take it away.
So Kacey Musgraves, who just won her first Grammy a couple weeks ago, paid a touching tribute to the late Selena at the Houston Rodeo this week. Now, you may remember, Selena had her iconic Astrodome performance of Como la Flor at the rodeo back in 1995, and it was actually, sadly, her last performance before she passed away.
Yeah, she broke a record that day, 64,000-plus in attendance, breaking the all-time record for Houston Astrodome. Attendance.
And she did that 3 years in a row too. Yeah. So it's a big the rodeo is big for Selena. So here's Selena's original performance.
So good, man. Wow. Dang, I just got goosebumps, man, remembering her.
Yeah, and 23 years later, Kacey obviously took on her iconic song. And before she performed it, she said, I love the queen as much as you do.
That is so cool, man. La Reina de Tex-Mex, which is Selena. And then for her to do that tribute is really touching.
It was cool, too. Selena's sister, Suzette, actually posted Kacey's tribute on her Instagram, thanking her and also saying that it made her super emotional.
I'm always 100% lost in Selena's story. So I think you're talking about Selena Gomez at first.
Yeah.
Selena's out of my wheelhouse, man. I grew up on an island near Canada. I was a little bit out of the wheelhouse of the Houston Rodeo.
Yeah, Selena Quintanilla, which is her last name, man. She was all over Latin America, all over the United States, worldwide. She's just huge. She was going to become, we were just talking about her off air. I think she was going to become what J-Lo is today. You know, and actually J-Lo, thanks to Selena and her doing
the role of
Selena and Selena's movie of her life, that launched her into what J-Lo is today. So super huge right there.
So R. Kelly is officially out on bail, but the disturbing thing is a female fan paid his bail.
Wow.
Like a fan in quotation. Like she's a fan, but like not a friend or anything. She doesn't really know him.
So the bail too, just to remind you, it was $100,000. What we know about this fan, she's 47 years old. Her name's Valencia Love. And they don't know each other super well, but apparently they met on a cruise 5 months ago.
Seems healthy.
Yeah. And she did it because she thinks R. Kelly's innocent and thinks R. Kelly's critics have been too quick to judge. And she said she just wanted to help a friend. We also know, and this is super disturbing, she actually owns a childcare facility.
No, Chelsea.
Yeah. Ah. So,
I mean, this
that.
Lady, like, just happened to not see any on accident of surviving R. Kelly or have Twitter or anything? Like, how can you I mean, of course he's going to maintain his innocence, but when you watch that just wildly disturbing documentary of how he's treating women still now and how he treated his ex-wife and how all those stories, how could you in good faith as a human being, not even a woman, a human being pay that money for
it? That's the thing is like the fans don't want to see it. And we saw this with like Chris Brown and the fans still rallying around him after he did such an awful thing. And, you know, even right when Kelly got out of jail, he went to this, I guess, McDonald's in Chicago that he always goes to, where he had a slew of fans, most of them female, waiting for him to take pictures with him, to give him a hug, to congratulate him for getting out on bail. Like, it's just, man.
Well, you could tell this fan probably, like, spent all her savings on the bail because they went to make a D's. She's like, yo, I'm all out. I'm all out. We're going to the dollar menu, bro.
You paying, dog?
That is so crazy, man. It really is. Yeah. But what is she expecting in return? You know, that's what I wonder.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on in her head?
To be the girl that was like had his back if he's found innocent, she could be like, remember, I had your back and was the only one who supported you.
Yeah, and maybe to do press now because she's been doing some interviews here and there, just giving statements about why she did it. So who knows? That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, here it is for the Chelsea Report Pop Quiz for your chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel. Be caller 9 and answer this question correctly. Where did R. Kelly go eat after getting out on bail? All right, where did you go eat? 877-971-HITS. Good morning to you. Happy hump day. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea about to enter the Chelsea Report Pop Quiz to hook you up with 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel. It opens up March 8th, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, but you'll be able to see it beforehand. Let's go to caller 9. David from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning.
David, thank you for listening to us, bro. Hopefully you paid attention to the Chelsea Report. Here is your question.
All right.
After getting out of jail, where did R. Kelly go eat?
Good old McDonald's in
Got
Chicago.
It!
Yes!
Wait, did you say McDonald's?
I'm from Maryland, so it's FLO.
You got that McDonald's. If you live in the south or the southeast, you say McDonald's.
And if you're Latino, you say Madonna. Like the singer? No, like the chicken nuggets. Hey, David, if you had just gone out of jail, what would be the first place you would go eat, bro?
Chipotle.
Okay. You know that right
away. Bowl or burrito?
Oh, you burrito. You go burrito when you get out of jail. Ain't nobody trying to cut carbs when you get out of jail.
Actually, that's so fair.
David, thanks for listening to us, bro. You got 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel, all right?
Excellent. I'm so excited.
I love it, man. Have a great day, bro.
Thanks.
Has anybody else been to jail? What did you eat afterwards? Chelsea, I know you got semi-arrested as a teenager. Yeah. Did you actually go to jail?
I mean, I got fingerprinted and mugshot. I had my mugshot taken.
For stealing the little spongy things that go between your toes at a pedicure spot.
Every time we reference this, we don't have to bring up what it was I stole. Because I sound way cooler and more of a badass.
Street cred just keeps going down.
Spa garbage.
I know.
Brian, what about you?
I did. It was in Seattle. I've been to a jail in Mexico, too.
Brian's like, I was on tour.
Yeah, I've got 2 countries nailed right now. I don't know. It was for being super intoxicated both times with a bunch of friends. And, man, when we got out, we got breakfast burritos at the breakfast burrito spot, and I think I might have eaten 2. Because for some reason, you do like 12 hours in like county or something, you're like, man, I can afford to eat a lot. I'd starve myself for like 12 hours.
You look at that way. DJ Majestic, you've been arrested before in jail, right?
Yeah, I've been. I had to do with alcohol and fights and stuff like that. That happens, though.
Yeah, you know what? We all have a past.
Previous life, man.
What did you grow up after you got out, bro?
Well, this was in Central Booking in New York, which is the worst place you could ever want to go to in life. But I went to Vietnamese food after, and I had like 3 plates to myself. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was there for like an hour eating.
Reflecting.
That is good. So after we confess all that, thank you for listening to the Convicts in the Morning on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Reformed, Edgar.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never been to jail, guys.
That's a big shocker.
Don't.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Shout out to our Padrino Rigo, our very, very first listener to ever call the show. He just texted in from the 323, LA represented. And we were talking about what would you go eat as soon as you got out of jail.
Of course he's got one.
And he texted in immediately and said, every time I get out of jail.
Every time?
I miss him.
That's how his text starts. I love him. I go straight to Mariscos El Paisa and I order shrimp, ceviche, and a campechana. Woo!
Why is it
so good?
Why is it when like people are getting out of jail, and this just is like, I don't know why it is a thing. You feel like you got to go celebrate, like you accomplished something. Like really, you should like take some time and reflect on your life, like where it went wrong and how you don't end up there again. But for some reason, everyone's like Chipotle, getting some shrimp.
Yeah, but you can still reflect over a burrito.
That's right. It takes the sting out of it. Where do you think you got to like sit in
the
that
way
sound?
Rigo makes his marisco spot, seafood spot sound. I think he goes to jail just to be able to say, I got to go to the marisco joint. You know
my routine.
You know where I'm going, man. Tacos El Venado. You guys have been there with me, Chelsea, Brian, on Victory in North Hollywood. Tacos Al Pastor. So amazing. Anyways, mouth is watering.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
If you hate L.A. traffic, you're going to want to hear the new proposed solution for decongesting the traffic here in L.A. And number two, you got to hear this hilarious story of a nail salon that is in a battle with their city that they're in because the city does not like the name they chose for their business because it can mean many things. We'll leave it at that, all right? But first and foremost, we all hate LA traffic, right? Super congested. And one of the reasons why it's so congested is because of the amount of Lyft and Uber drivers that they exist now, right? Tons of people on the roads for this. So LA County and the MTA is now saying that they want to propose a tax on Uber and on Lyft to be able to tax them and get more money to improve public transportation. But guess who's going to have to pay for that tax? Not Uber, not Lyft. That's just going to get passed down to us, the consumer. And their vision is that if Uber and Lyft get so expensive that you won't end up taking an Uber or Lyft and you'll just hop on a bus.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No, we can't take Uber down. I don't think so at all.
I mean, it's just not going to address the problem that this city's just too big, right? Like, I get it when they're saying, hey, let's clear up the congestion. Let's get, like, Metrolink. Let's get more, like, commuter rail situations coming from, like, you know, the OC into LA, vice versa, from Inland Empire to the OC, wherever you got to commute. But the thing is that if you add another dollar to my Uber ride, that's still worth me paying that dollar than the 2.5 hours it's going to take for me to get across this city if you use a combination of the subways and buses. I mean, it is. My brother didn't have a car for a long time, and he would take buses to auditions. He would have to leave 3 hours before he had to go be at where he's supposed to be because this city is just too big, and our system is not adequate for timely travel.
That's absolute mission. Can you imagine coming out of the club or out of a bar lit, and you usually call an Uber or Lyft? You're like, I'm just waiting for the bus.
Yeah. Just going to hang out on Wilshire and La Brea for the next hour.
Well, it's even like, remember we used to take taxis. And I remember like going out, it'd be like a Friday night, we'd want to go out, we'd call a taxi and he'd be like, oh, it'll be there in 45 minutes. Like, that's just like unheard of now. It's just Uber just made it better and easier.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that situation right there. But this is a hilarious story. Brian's got some more details about this battle that this nail salon's in with the city, man.
Owner Donna Moon, Columbus, Ohio, she owns a nail salon. Nail salons, they work with hands. Right?
Absolutely.
Correct? You go in, you get your nails done. They work with your hands, you get massaged.
I'm like, where is this going?
Oh, well, you hear where it's going.
The city is now trying to have her remove her nail salon and spa's name. It is called Hand Jobs.
Wow.
And her defense is this. If you go get your nose worked on, it's a nose job. And my place of business works on hands.
Isn't it a nail job?
That's also an invalid argument.
Could be, but I also think that it's kind of genius because, like, I would go just because I'd be curious.
Just like, post on the gram? Chelsea's like, I'm going to get so many likes.
And also, it's like, they're getting so much press right now. It's like, it's kind of smart. It's a good marketing plan.
It's a decent strategy. I would say in today's era where there is a lot of awareness for things that go on in the spa world.
Mr. Kraft?
Probably not. The Patriots owner? Probably an insensitive name to have. And one of the city council members is like, that's ridiculous. If you go to a balloon shop, they blow up balloons. We wouldn't let them have that on their name.
You wouldn't want to call that up. We'll let that settle right there.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
It's Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. About to give out today's Dopest Moment Award to Mariah from Valencia. First of all, just because she drives from Valencia to the OC, on that alone.
That's unbelievable.
Shout out to you, Mariah, but thank you for listening.
It's like
us.
The Oregon Trail, man.
For real, though. But we want to also give her the Dopest Moment Award for believing a woman can really change a man. But she used different terms, so that was kind of cool. We were talking about, did Chelsea make a huge mistake by giving her best friend unsolicited negative feedback about the new guy she's dating? And this was her explanation.
No, Chelsea, you did not make a mistake. She's your best friend. Right? She's talking to you about the situation right now. If she was already mad at you or, like, thinking you had this huge issue with him, like, she wouldn't be confiding in you now. But you don't, like, actually hate the guy.
No, I don't hate him. I just want what's best for my friend.
I mean, we can hear your eye rolls through the microphone right now.
I just know, like, the flip side. So I'm in a very tight group of friends, and we have one of the guys is dating someone, and no one likes the girlfriend. And that's unfortunate. And I'm trying to be the open-minded one. And, like, finally people are coming around because they're realizing, like, we're not getting rid of her. If you tell your friends, like, maybe she'll make him a better guy.
Yeah. That's right. You can totally change a man. Everybody knows that.
Oh, for sure.
Not change a man. You can elevate a man.
Oh, I love that. You can elevate a man.
Get it, Mariah? So it's not changing a man, Chelsea. It's elevating.
I appreciate that so much. Yeah. Words of wisdom. She's my favorite.
Call it what you want. It's all frustration. You can call it elevating if you want to. It's still not going to change the fact that you're enraged and it's really difficult.
So that's going to be good right there. Coming up next, we got Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio with passes to go to Disneyland. So stay tuned. Thank you for hanging out with us. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. We love you guys. Vámonos. Let's roll.
97.1
AMP.
AMP
Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.